Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
The strategy made sense. Vigorous preparations now so the teens would be ready when they found themselves lost in the woods. The hazier part was why they would agree to Peregrine's idea in the first place.
And she would say, children, things are always kind of bad with this big poor family. And she said, but they are real bad now. And then she'd just go silent for a moment, making us focus in on her. And then she'd say, but don't y'all worry. I'm at my best when things get bad.
There was churches down there in around Mound Street and 7th, where all of the so-called upper crust black went. She couldn't go into church because her skin wasn't lighter than a brown paper bag.
Find your new favorite podcast today with these samples from In Strange Woods, Driving the Green Book, and West End Stories. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. On last week's episode of Start Here, we featured two musical podcasts. Well, we begin this week with the episode with another musical podcast, In Strange Woods. It's the story of a teenager, Jacob Wells, who goes missing in Whitetail National Forest in Minnesota. A frantic search ensues, and what happens next will change his sister, Peregrine's life forever. 18-year-old Peregrine Wells sets out to find her brother, seeking out survivalist skills from an enigmatic old recluse. In Strange Woods is an 8-part fictional documentary musical with an original folk pop score. Here's a taste of In Strange Woods with a sample from the episode Dead Reckoning, where Peregrine Wells and three other classmates are being trained to survive the brutal winter in the Whitetail National Forest.
It's a chilly December day in Minnesota, but training for Peregrine's survival test, the final, is right on track. Strength, agility, endurance. All the things they'll need when they get themselves purposefully lost in the Whitetail Forest.
Then pass the stick. Show them how it's done. One. Feel the roots, feel the rush in your body when you burst up. Feel the power in your core. Three. Stay loose, feel the wind flowing through you when you break down. Take every weakness down to the floor. Push into the fear until it shatters. There he is, beware, you're gonna shatter.
Giving control up, I'm willing to take the fall.
Make another crack, it doesn't matter. Never gonna stop until we shatter it all.
Throughout the training process, Peregrine has a clear right-hand man in her cousin, John Francis.
So what's the point of that particular exercise?
It works a ton of muscles at once, so it's flexibility, strength, stamina. It's basically what we do at track practice. Coach Fordham always tells
John Francis was the best pole vaulter in the county 2 years in a row. He's got the build for it, 6'1", lean muscle. His skin is a light pinecone brown, and he might be the only kid in the group without a spot of acne. His track experience has helped prepare him for this training.
You have to focus on really specific lifts and stretches. So when you go for the jump, you don't even have to think about it. You just know you can do it.
Make another crack, it doesn't matter.
The strategy made sense. Vigorous preparations now so the teens would be ready when they found themselves lost in the woods. The hazier part was why they would agree to Peregrine's idea in the first place.
From the podcast musical In Strange Woods, travel through the Whitetail National Forest with intensity and rhythm on In Strange Woods. Available now on the Start Here podcast collection from the podcast menu at wvxu.org. Each year, the New York Festivals Organization celebrates the top creators in several categories: advertising, TV and film, and radio and podcasts. And this year's winner for Best Podcast Documentary is the podcast Driving the Green Book, that documents and reports on what it was really like to travel as a black person in America during the era of the Jim Crow laws and segregation. Host Alan Hall and producer Janae Woods Weber drive south from Detroit to New Orleans. Along the way, they collect powerful personal testimony from African Americans who used the Negro Motorist Green Book to negotiate travel around the country. With sharp insights and eye-opening perspectives, Driving the Green Book gives critical context to the struggle for racial justice today. Here's a sample of Driving the Green Book from the episode The Elders, Living History. In the clip, Hank Sanders, who was the first African-American elected to the Alabama Senate, recounts the experiences of his mother, Alla Mae Sanders, providing the encouragement the family needed most when they needed it most.
My mother, sometimes in that three-room house, when things got real bad, my mother would make us all come to the front room of that three-room house. She sat in the only chair. We only had one chair. She would sit in that chair. And she would make us sit on the floor in front of us. And she would say, "Children, things are always kind of bad with this big poor family." And she said, "But they are real bad now." And then she'd just go silent for a moment, making us focus in on her. And then she'd say, "But don't y'all worry. I'm at my best when things get bad." And it was such a powerful moment. It always, even thinking about it, makes me cry. And she was at her best. And I like to think that I have a little of that, and her other children have a little of that. And so when things get bad, we try to be at our best.
What is your mother's name?
Alla Mae Sanders.
Alla Mae Sanders.
And my father is Sam Sanders.
Sanders.
Thank you so much. And they were both strong in their own way. My mother had a peculiar confidence in her children. She did. My mother was a fighter. She really was. She was an extraordinary woman. My father was extraordinary, but my mother had the gift of words. My father had the gift of example.
A winner of the New York Festival's Award for Best Podcast Documentary. That's Driving the Green Book. Available now on the Start Here collections at wvxu.org/start here. In our local podcast spotlight today, we feature another award-winning podcast that tells the story of the history of Cincinnati through the lens of those who were displaced by our city's growth. Brought to you by the Cincinnati Public Library, it's West End Stories. Host Kalani Parks captures the experience of the people who lived in Cincinnati's West End during the second half of the 20th century, once a vibrant community full of people, opportunities, and excitement. But urban renewal projects in the 1950s, like the creation of I-75, along with segregation, white flight, and redlining, decimated this predominantly black community, and the community, as told by West End Stories, still hasn't recovered. Here's a sample of West End Stories from the episode featuring Malcolm Allen Sr. Along with being a postal worker, Cincinnati Waterworks employee, Malcolm was the co-inventor of P&G's Tide detergent. In this clip, Kalani talked with Malcolm about growing up on the West End.
His parents met in the old West End or Kenyon Bar area when they were children.
My father met my mother when he was about 3 years old. And he told her he was going to marry her someday, which he did. But it was quite a thing in my family, because my uncles and my aunt, they didn't like my father because he was very dark. My mother was very light. And back in those days, that just wasn't the way things went. You know, light-skinned people didn't marry dark-skinned people like that. There was churches down there in around Mound Street and 7th, where all of the so-called upper-crust black went. She couldn't go into church because her skin wasn't lighter than a brown paper bag. Even though my mother was light-complected, she wasn't light enough to go into those churches because you had to be lighter than a brown paper bag.
Mr. Allen lived on 9th Street, Dayton Street, and both Lynn and Liberty Street in the Laurel Homes housing project.
You know, when they built the Laurel Homes, that wasn't built for black people. But that's who got to live in there, eventually. But on the one side of Army Avenue, it was white. We weren't allowed to go through their neighborhood. If we wanted to go from Liberty Street over to St. Joseph Church right there, we had to go down Lynn Street and go around, or up John Street and go around. We couldn't go through the other side of the Laurel Home. They had a policeman. They walked up and down there to make sure we did. But that's the way Cincinnati was, you know. We just understood how things were.
The local award-winning podcast, West End Stories with Kalani Parks. Learn about the history of Cincinnati that never made the news with West End Stories from the Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. Just choose the Start Here menu. Before we end, let's look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what's hot this week, as presented by iTunescharts.net. Well, creeping to the top of the podcast charts is a new podcast that hails from the recently popularized genre of TV show summaries. Like Office Ladies and the hit comedy The Office, the Always Sunny podcast is a look back on the past 14 seasons of the hit show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And with the 15th season dropping in just a couple of days, the Always Sunny podcast goes back to where it all began in 2005, starting with the very first episode. It's a deep dive into the show's creation, how the cast first met, and how they created a lasting partnership that's endured for the better part of 2 decades. The Always Sunny podcast, number 1 on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about the Always Sunny podcast and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter on the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.